Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about Judith Glaser being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Judith was named one of the best business books. Her book, Creating We, I should say, was named one of the best business books in 2005. She is an executive consultant. She's the author of The DNA of Leadership as well. Also, 42 Rules for Creating We, and she's our good friend and a longtime Brain Trust member. Judith Glaser, welcome back to the show.
I'm thrilled to be back. Absolutely thrilled.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Judy. And by the way, it was wonderful seeing you a couple of months ago when we were in New York visiting with you and your husband. Thanks for spending some time with us. It was good to see you face-to-face.
No, it was great. I'm glad you met Rich, because I know that you are an advocate of so many great things, and his research in cancer and everything, and you are lighting up the world with all the things you're doing.
Well,
isn't it nice to hear it back the other way?
That makes your guest
feel so good.
I like those warm fuzzies are nice. I won't deny that. Anyway, Judith, it was a great evening. Thanks for spending time with us. Hey, Judith, one of the things that my audience knows that I've been talking about, and I'm talking about all the way back to I probably started really focusing on it around 99.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the concept of trust as basically the essence of everything. I mean, why would you enter into a contract with somebody you don't trust? I mean, even contracts, I guess people do it, but nobody likes you. When you enter into a contract with somebody, it's, you know what I tell people when I sign a contract? I say, you know what, this is basically to help our memories. Because if you can't trust somebody, they're going to find a way, to get out of it. Trust is the essence of everything, isn't it?
It absolutely is, but the way you phrase the question is really powerful. Why would people enter into a relationship when trust hasn't been established?
Yeah.
And we have been exploring that because it's a mystery that it happens so many times. We saw what had happened in the financial crash when people entered into these relationships where they thought that they could have the mortgages covered and secondary mortgages and tertiary. And so why do people do that and end up getting stung over and over and over again when there are good intentions on the table, but you end up getting into a horrible relationship? That's what we've been exploring for the last 30 years, and it's a beautiful question. And a lot of what we're learning, Jim, has to do with how the brain works and how we interpret reality together or separately that causes so many of the problems. I'll give you an example. I just did a review of 5 of the best business books of this year around the mind. And one of the books that really sparked me a lot was a book around denial. And denial basically says that there are times that human beings can get into a state of mind where they believe so much in what's in their head and their movie and their picture of what reality is that they deny what's going on around them.
And denial always comes with a healthy dose of justification.
Yeah, yeah. So what in that meaning that you're going to have a wake-up call at some point?
Right. Well, it means that not only are you in denial, but your ego, is having some influence.
Yeah. And the part of what we have to learn is that we've been reinforced throughout our lives, whether it's in school where we get rewarded for having the right answers, and so we really want to be right, and then we really want to believe ourselves, and then we really don't want to get challenged too much because then it'll weaken our courage. And so there are story after story of people in business, whether it was IBM, when they believed that they were on this track to have these big machines go out there and nobody was going to eat their lunch, and they kept believing it and believing it. We owned stock in IBM when it was over 200.
Yeah.
And because we believed it too. And then all of a sudden, there are these young companies that are coming up like we see now all the time that are sneaking into the marketplace and
disruptors.
Eating the lunch. Right. Yeah.
Disruptors, yeah.
But they become, they create the next generation. So part of it is our mind. and how our mind works. And we have to start to understand more about our mind in order to understand what trust is really all about.
Well, what about trust? What about quick early trust? What's happening when I meet somebody and early on I feel like I can trust this person or not?
Yes.
What happens?
What's going on there? What is actually going on? At that moment of contact when two people meet, there is an exchange of energy throughout the whole body. And what we're learning now, which is another great surprise about how the brain works, is that our unconscious mind knows before our conscious mind knows. And so when we're interacting with somebody and we get these funny feelings and say, I'm really not sure, but okay, that's only a feeling. Let me move forward and we'll make our plans together. But those feelings really do mean something because they are picking up something at lower levels in the brain where our limbic brain has memories about past relationships and how people move and act with each other.
So part of it is experiential, isn't it?
It's experiential, and it's about the history. Each human being has a history of relationships.
Let me tell you a quick story. Two weeks ago, my wife and I started doing business. We went together to this business. And first time I'd been there, she'd been there before, but I was first time I went in there. We go in there, we stay a little while, and we leave. And I told her, I said, I don't have a good feeling about them. I don't like. There was something about that experience that bothered me, and they didn't offend me or anything like that. It just bothered me. Well, a week later, they were out of business.
Oh, my God.
But there was something about the whole thing that didn't make me trust them.
Yeah. And you know, if you...
This wasn't just a person. This was an experience.
Yes. Yes. And so part of what we're teaching leaders now in my new book is about trust at the moment of contact. And what we're trying to teach leaders is to become sensitive to the nuances and the early signs of trust and distrust. And have the courage, teach them how to have the courage to put these things on the table as we learn to build these relationships, put them on the table and discuss them because it's very possible, that you were right and you were so right, but you didn't have the courage to test it out.
You're saying believe yourself, give yourself the credit for having the ability to make a judgment like that.
That's right. And that's, so it's trusting yourself first.
Right.
Building the character.
Trust yourself first. I like
that. Trust yourself first.
I like that. That's an important one. Give us the website, Judith.
It's www.creatingwe.com.
Check it out. The DNA of Leadership is one of her books. Also, 42 Rules for Creating We. That's the third one. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Judith Glaser. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.